taxes was taxing. Now taxes is relaxing when you file for free.
I can file for free? TurboTax Free Edition. Roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple form 1040 returns only. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. I can file for free.
Now this is taxes. File for free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your maximum refund. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.
It's up to you. The ball's in your f***ing court. No more f***ing around. You want your life to be better? I can't help you. Lee can't help you. Joe Rogan can't help you. Ari can't help you. God can't f***ing help you. Only you can f***ing help you. Grab your f***ing balls, get a f***ing notebook, and write down what the f*** you're going to do this year. And this is it. You're not going to have these problems. F*** the drugs. F*** the cigarettes. F*** that dumb bitch. It all starts f***ing today, all right? No more f***ing excuses.
You're not even motivated yourself. Like, I want to wake you up at 3 o'clock in the morning and go, come on, man, we're going running. Like, I want to see what you do when you're tired. Let me see how you push yourself. Come on, man. Get up. Get up again tomorrow. Get up again tomorrow. Get up again tomorrow. The next day. Get up. Get up. Get up. Get up. Keep going. How long can you maintain a positive attitude? Where's all this teaching? You're teaching people. You can't do shit yourself.
Turn your feelings off when it comes down to you wanting to be better. What that means is when that alarm clock goes off, your feelings got to go away if you want to achieve greatness. And greatness is only achieved when your feelings about that kind of shit, and let me say that kind of shit. So for those soft people who may be listening to this, don't put words in my mouth. I'm not talking about your fucking family and all that shit. I'm talking about the grind. The fucking grind.
It is so easy to beat people today. They are so soft. They have no work ethic. No one can stick with anything. Everyone's distracted. They're on social media. They're counting their fucking notifications because they can't stick with shit. They can't say no.
Motivation is crap. It's shit. People right now, maybe listening to this shit, they'd be motivated to go run. If it's cold somewhere where they're at, allow them to shut that door, go back inside. That's motivation. It comes and go as how you feel. If you and your wife are good, if you and your kids are good, if you're good at work, you're motivated. I like a motherfucker whose life is imploded, ain't got shit in life, and says, I still got to get after it today, man.
If you have to ask how to get motivated to go to the gym, you don't need to be going to the gym. You don't want it enough. When you're sick and tired of looking and feeling like shit, you'll show up, motherfucker. I'll see you there. Because you're going to look in the mirror and you're going to be like, fuck that. You're going to want to be in the gym.
You cannot change your life unless you change something. If you always do what you always did, you'll always get what you always got. No matter what it is. Many times you say to yourself, I gotta lose weight. I'm too fat. And then you know what? During the day you eat at night, and the next day you get mad at yourself. Well, what do you want? What do you want? You gotta change something.
Be a dangerous man. Now, being dangerous is not being a threat. They're two different things. All right? And it's not about going out and lifting weights and getting a bunch of tattoos and wearing leather jackets and walking around with your chest and shoulders up, hulking around saying, I'm dangerous. That's very rarely is that a dangerous man. Often the most dangerous man in the room is the quietest man in the room.
But I had this fire that I'm going to be somebody. And it has to be there, because on all those bad days, on all those days you don't want to do shit, you have to be your own motivator, your own coach, your own trainer, your own everything. So to do that, you have to come into work, and work is, whatever your work may be, ready to go. And what that means is you may have failed miserably yesterday, but you come to work like, people are like, man, you just lost everything. How the hell are you this fucking damn motivated? Because this is what it takes. This is what the fuck it takes. And you got to get it from wherever you can. Whether you make up this illusion of your life or this false reality that gets you motivated, whatever gets you motivated, it's got to be here at the tip of your brain at all times. Because in those dark moments, you got to pull it out. So that's the big thing for me, man. I was always fired up at all times.
There comes a day where being average, being mediocre, is just sickening to you. It's just sickening. It makes you want to throw up. Because you've seen people with far less talent than you. As you're growing up with them, their childhood buddies, whatever else, they didn't have what you had. Yet now they're going to become something that you haven't. There comes that day. It's either when you're young, you know, and it strikes you on the baseball field because you're sick of striking out. Or it's when you get fired from your fifth job, you know, and your wife and kids are on your ass because you don't know how to support them anymore. There comes a fucking day where push comes to shove. Where being mediocre, being like average and shit just fucking burns and sucks so much. You can't deal with it one more day. And you get off your fucking ass. And you create something that's always been there. It's always been inside of you trying to come out. But you've never wanted to unwrap it because it's too much fucking pain and commitment.
Taxes was taxing. Now taxes is relaxing when you file for free.
I can file for free. TurboTax Free Edition. Roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple form 1040 returns only. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. I can file for free.
Now this is taxes. File for free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your maximum refund. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.
You were scared you were gonna fail. You were scared if you started, you'd never finish it. You didn't want to tell anyone about it. You knew it was there, but you never wanted to embark on it until something f***ing hits.
You're going to lose sleep. You'll doubt whether it'll work. You'll stress to make ends meet. You won't finish your to-do list. You'll wonder whether you made the right call and have no way to know for years. This is what hard feels like, and that's okay. Everything worth doing is hard, and the more worth doing it is, the harder it is. The greater the payoff, the greater the hardship. If it's hard, good. It means no one else will do it. More for you.
If you stay in your comfort zone, that's where you will fail. You will fail in your comfort zone. Success is not a comfortable procedure. It is a very uncomfortable thing to attempt. So you got to get comfortable being uncomfortable if you ever want to be successful. Look, I'd love to sugarcoat this thing for you. I'd love to tell you, look, you can go out here and get rich, do a couple of things. That ain't happening. You got to get real doggish.
You got to create a lot of different emotion to heighten your sense of awareness and focus. Like, for me, anger was good. Anger was good because it was motivating. The more I could create an enemy, the more I wanted to go out and kill those guys.
Sometimes life can really hijack your fucking mind. When that happens to you, you're all fucked up. Your goals, your ambitions, everything is out the fucking window. In life, we all go through different things. Sometimes your girlfriend or boyfriend breaks up with you. Guess what? Get the fuck over it. They no longer want you. Maybe you fail a test in school. You worked your ass off. Guess what? You failed the fucking test. Get over it. Move past it. Learn to not let life hijack your brain. At work, you've been working your ass off for that new promotion. You don't fucking get it. Someone else does. Maybe they kiss better ass than you do. Guess what? Get over it. Life will hijack your mind if you let it. Don't allow all these things to make you a lesser person. You must own your mind. Don't let life own yours.
There's human beings that have different temperament and different minds and different mentality and a ruthless competitive drive that's almost terrifying to the ordinary person. That guy, if we were living 1,000 years ago, he would be on a horse with the biggest battle axe waiting in the back, hacking heads off, and everybody right. would be running. And right. those people have always existed. Right. These dominators have always existed.
Yeah. The only thing that you can do is win so big that all of them constantly compare themselves to you, and then you'll forget they exist. Success is the only revenge. He's like, it's not the best revenge. He's like, it's the only one. There's no other revenge because everything else is petty. Everything else does show that you were thinking about these people all day long, which means they win by default. He's like, all you can do is think about your goal and winning. He's like, and when you win, that's when you become so big that they shrink into irrelevance. You cast a shadow that no one even can see them behind you.
Hard times create hard men. Hard men create soft times. Soft times create soft men. Soft men create hard times.
Sun don't stop for nobody, man. Sun don't f***ing stop. Sun gonna be up in the morning regardless. That sun is gonna be up in the morning regardless. Regardless of how I f***ing feel and how depressed I am, the sun is gonna f***ing shine in the morning. And at nighttime, the moon gonna be there. And you gonna look up, these days gonna keep going by. So do you let the days go by and look up and you done wasted a year doing what? Or do you just pick it up? All right. Got to figure it out. Made some mistakes. Life goes on. Let me figure out life from this point.
It's these moments, these decisions we make on a daily basis. Do we get up early and go for a run? Do we hit the snooze button? Do we go that extra rep in the gym? And our body's dying. Do we push past that? All these little things are the inches that add up to be the measure of difference between first place and forever forgotten. Second place. Huge margins. But if you look about your day and all these little moments of life, all these little opportunities are in your wheelhouse. You create them. And later in life, when you're crying because you came up short, stop being so selfish. Look back on your day. Examine it. Put it under a microscope. And have responsibility for your actions. Those inches you need to be number one then, which is now in the past, are around us every single day. It's not a bad break. It's not the ref making a bad call. It's that you get up that day and do those little tiny things, the little details, the little nuggets of life.
Because if I just think, well, tomorrow I'm just going to coast and eat Twinkies and watch TV. Oh, hello, sadness, my old friend. Hello, depression. Because when you're not doing anything, you feel like shit. And that's just a part of being a human being. And we can pretend that we're something other than what we really are. And we can pretend, nah, me, man, I'm just cool, just chilling, doing nothing. Bullshit. You're a fucking human. You're a human being. You evolved from the fucking hundreds of thousands of years of hunters and gatherers and people that were struggling. Those human reward systems are carved deeply into your DNA. And if you don't respect that, if you don't respect the mechanism of happiness and fulfillment and what you really need to do in order to feel satisfied in life, camaraderie, love, family, friendship, struggle, testing yourself, learning, all those things are imperative. They're all a giant part of being a person.
It's hard when you're young to wake up in the off season at 6 a.m. to go train and work out, knowing that all your friends are sleeping in and eating pancakes. It's hard when you're on your way to practice, weighed down with all your gear, and it's 90 degrees out and all the other kids are at the pool or at the beach, and your body is already completely exhausted from workouts in 2-a-days. It's hard to throw, catch, block, and tackle, and hit kids when they're way bigger and way more developed than you, only to go home that night bruised and battered and strained, but knowing you have to show up again the next day for just the chance to try again. But understand this, life is hard. No matter who you are, there are bumps and hits and bruises along the way. And my advice is to prepare yourself. Success and achievement come from overcoming adversity.
You're a man. You are a man. Stand up and be a man. Make the hard decisions. Make the sacrifices. Make the unpopular decisions. And become comfortable in your own skin. And if you are not a person that you are comfortable being alone with, that is the one person in this universe that you have full power, full right, and full responsibility to change.
It doesn't matter where you are in life. It really doesn't. It's always your next move. Your next move that counts. No matter where you are, you could be, look, I was dead broke. My electric bill was being shut off. And there were obviously there were people even like worse off than I was. It doesn't matter. You could change your life if you want to. It's always your next decision.
So I define learning by same condition, new behavior. And so when you go to a video game and you battle through the level and you battle the boss, if you keep doing the same thing to the boss and you keep losing, then you have not learned because you have the same condition and the same behavior. And so I often say that, like, for anyone who's listening to this podcast, if the goal is to get better and you're like, man, I really want to learn something from this podcast. If you listen to this podcast and then you're in the same exact conditions as you were before, and then you do not change your behavior, you learned nothing. If he doesn't change his behavior and he's in the same conditions, he's a dummy.
Trial and error. You know, you grow up and you make game winning shots and it's awesome. You come back the next day and miss a game winning shot and it's misery. And then the next day comes and you're back playing again. And you understand that life has this cyclical nature where it's, you know, what you do on Monday, it's fantastic, but then Tuesday is a bad day. But guess what? There's Wednesday. Yeah. So are we just supposed to live our lives like this the whole time? You know, versus just staying like this and understanding that it's really just a journey of evolution every day. It's just constant improvement, constant curiosity, constantly getting better. The results don't really matter. It's the figuring out that matters.
So when I win, it's awesome. It's always great to win. Winning is a great feeling in business, in sports, in life, and definitely in gambling. Losing is never fun, but it's part of the game. You know what I mean? If you want to be in the game, and it's sports, it's business or whatever, there's going to be wins and there's going to be losses. And you have to take them both in stride, and you have to be able to, you know, there's a lot of people, when you gamble, right, and you lose, and you go into a deep, dark depression, I've seen this with guys that do it, get depressed, and gambling isn't for you, you know? If you are the type of person that's on social media, and people say horrible things to you, and you get depressed, and da-da, you shouldn't be on social media, you know what I mean? These are all part of being in the game. When you're in the fucking game, great things happen and really bad things happen, and you got to take it all in stride, and you got to pick yourself up the next day, strap your fucking shoes back on, and get out there and go to fucking war again.
This is yours. You're the captain, you're the master, you're the foreman, you're the general, you're the head. Don't give control of this to nobody, especially the devil. Do not let Satan come in here and function and operate, because he has one mission: to keep you off course, to make you not think it's possible, to make you think that God don't hear you. His job is only to destroy you, to make sure that you don't become what God intended for you to become. That's the mission of the devil. Now, if you don't believe in the devil, this conversation ain't for you. If you don't believe in God, this conversation ain't for you. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to people who are spiritually based.
Your attitude has a giant effect, not just on your life, but on other people's lives around you. That's the other thing about it. Those I can't catch a break guys, get them the fuck away from me. I can't be around those guys. I don't want to hear that shit. I don't want to hear that shit. I don't buy it. Because everybody has bad breaks.
Yeah.
I've had a ton of bad breaks. But you know what I did? I stayed up.
Yeah.
And I thought through it. And I figured out what the fuck I did wrong. And then I went back. It's like I fucked up everything I've ever done 100 times. There's no other way to do it. And I've had a bunch of shitty breaks. Everybody has. But you got to realize when you have those shitty breaks what that is. It's an opportunity for you to reassess, reboot, get better, figure out another way, find another way through. It's just little challenges. And the people that look at those challenges and go, why do I always have these challenges? They're cancer. Those people are dangerous to be around. They will rob you of your enthusiasm. They don't give you any fuel. They're the opposite of fuel.
Yeah.
You actually know it's worth it. That's why you're asking this question.
You
know it's worth it.
Do.
You know it's worth it to have discipline, but you think there's an easier way.
Yeah.
You think that it's something that people have. You think that when Jocko's alarm clock goes off, it's like, oh, just like my father taught me, I rise and I shine. You know, like, no. It's like the pillow feels soft and comfortable.
Yeah.
And the alarm clock is banging on my head and I don't like it.
Yeah.
But you know what? I know it's worth it to get up and get after it. I know it's worth it.
Yeah.
And you know it's worth it.
Here's the thing, though.
We all know it's worth it.
Imagine you're on your deathbed, and standing around your deathbed are the ghosts representing your unfulfilled potential. The ghost of the ideas you never acted on. The ghost of the talents you didn't use. And they're standing around your bed, angry, disappointed, and upset. They say, we came to you because you could have brought us to life, they say. And now we have to go to the grave together. So I ask you today, how many ghosts are going to be around your bed when your time comes?
I became obsessed. I became obsessed with being the baddest motherfucker that God ever created. Am I that? I don't care. I believe it. And I was trying to tell him, once you become obsessed with something, obsessed, it's okay to be unbalanced for a while. It's okay. Don't be all this stuff people say, you got to be balanced. To be the best in the world at what you do. It's not about being a Navy SEAL, people. The best at what you do, you have to be unbalanced to find every bit of fucking energy and strength that you have to pull it off. Then you get balanced once you become great.
We're all writing a book. What's your book look like? What does your fucking book look like? Like, your life is a book. You got a bunch of chapters in your book, but when they close that book, how good was the book? How good was your book? What was the ending to your book? If the ending to my book can be so amazing because of all that was done, not the money, all that was accomplished, the first to do, the man that did this, he caused a merger between this. Because of his commitment and growth to this, the communities were then given this, made education this, changed the way the schooling was, blah, 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 gave books, gave computers, gave all of the things that can be associated with you and your existence become a part of the chapters in your book. So my drive is about my book.
There'll be times where you succeed and there are times that you fail. So wasting your time doubting whether you're going to be successful or not is pointless. It is. I mean, you just put one foot in front of the other. You control what you can't control. And then you see what the outcome is. Right? If you win, great. You're going to have to wake up the next day and do the journey over again. If you lose, it sucks. But you're going to have to wake up the next day and do the journey all over again anyway. Right? So it's really pointless to sit here and debate or have doubt or this, that, and the other. You train as hard as you can, and you step out there and you let it flow.
Taxes was taxing. Now taxes is relaxing when you file for free.
I can file for free. TurboTax Free Edition. Roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple form 1040 returns only. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. I can file for free.
Now this is taxes. File for free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your maximum refund. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.